Part of the attraction of Buell Water is the walking route round. There's a 13-mile long track, so I'm just having a little bit of a stroll down some of that now along the coast. But I want to touch on another water sport, which is sailing now. Jason Perry's here. You're from the Sailing Club, Jason?
I am. I'm from Buell Sailing Association.
Now, you must be quite excited about the new takeover as well and what this means for the future of the sailing here.
Yeah, we're very optimistic. We've had a rough few months since the old Sailing Club disappeared in June, July. We've probably got about a quarter, maybe a third of the membership we did before, and trying to attract sailors back in with a new landlord, it's really positive. There's lots of exciting things to happen, and we can work with them to get kids and adults back on the water and get racing happening again.
And what's the beauty of having somewhere like Buell to have the sailing club?
Well, this is radio, so it's slightly difficult to do, but the view behind you is just amazing.
It is. I mean, we could just stop and have a look. It is remarkable, isn't it?
This is one of the largest, if not the largest, piece of inland water in the southeast. And you know, from a sailing point of view, you've got all sorts of different things going on out there, whether the wind's coming across, affected by the trees over there. You've just got an amazing venue, and yeah, some of the fast boats, we have flying 15s here, and when they are flying across at the speed they're going at, it's quite phenomenal.
Well, I've often walked across the dam, which I think is a half-mile dam, and you catch an eye at some of the sailors, you look away, you look back, and they've all the way across the reservoir.
They're gone. We have, and last weekend, we had four or five youth sailors racing on Sunday. But the kind of thing we've got here, one of the guys on the water, a young lad called Ross Bannum, he is ranked UK number one in the 420 class.
Really?
And he's just come back from the ISAF Championships in Malaysia, where he's been representing Great Britain, effectively. We've got three of the sailors that went out to ISAF in Malaysia who trained at Buell. And what we need to do is start bringing some of those young sailors back here, get them training here, and actually develop the next range of talent that's going to be here.
Lovely. So there's already, Buell's got a lot of heritage, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. The sailing club's been running here since water appeared here, which I think was, you know, before my time sailing, back in the early 70s.
You saw me on my rowing boat. How do you think I'd get on with the old sailing?
Well, we were talking about that while you were on it. Rowing is a little more intuitive. Come back another day, I'll put you on a sailing boat, and you know, but you might want a wetsuit that day.
Well, I'll have to do that, but I think I've been wet enough for BBC Radio Kent in the past couple of weeks. Well, I think I'm just going to make the most of this lovely view this morning.
Yeah, and get a tag.